Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Kenya, hi. I just called my bank because I got an account here that supposedly you guys represent, is what the person who answered the phone told me. It's about a charge, and I want to cancel the charge. I don't want to pay it. I think it's a scam.
Okay. Well, just
And
to make sure, listen.
my bank gave me your number to call because that's, I guess, and the person who answered the phone for you guys said there's 300, you guys represent 300 or so companies or whatever.
Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
James O'Brien, 4828 Marston Court, Frederick, Maryland.
Thank you. And so I do see here that you were charged for the Bites Hub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy, also cut out sugars and carb cravings. And it was for the chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner in a raffle. And so have
well,
you received an
yeah.
email or
Yeah,
a
I
survey?
received an email saying, take this survey, you take this survey, you win the Dyson. And all they said I won. They said all that I needed was a credit card to pay for the $5 and something for the mailing. And I looked on my account today, and it's $59.89. I don't want any food. I don't want anything. I just want to cancel this account.
Okay, well,
and
I understand.
Cancel this charge.
Okay,
Pardon
well,
me?
I understand. So
Good.
In the terms and conditions, that is where it's stated about the $59.89 charge and that it would be for that Bites Hub app, and you would be
okay,
entered in a
I want
raffle
to cancel it. I don't care what the terms and conditions. I'll
okay.
dispute it. I'll take it to the fucking Supreme Court. I want this canceled.
Okay.
And don't tell me you
and
can't
so
do
it. That is not what I was about to say at all, if you give me a chance
Good.
To speak. And so
All
it
I
did
want you to tell
state
me
in the
is, yes,
terms,
I can do that. Can you do that?
So it did state in the terms about the charge, and that
you already told me
to
that.
The terms and conditions.
You already told
it
me
It is
that.
A valid charge. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
So you're going wrong, along with the scam then, too, huh? So I can report this to the Attorney General of the state that you guys are associated with, which I will do. Okay, cancel the $59, charge me $5, and I'll report it to the state, like I said.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get that canceled for you. That
okay.
credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
Yeah, what's your company's name?
Okay, so it is Bites Hub, and it's like you're taking a bite with an S as in Sam, H-U-B.
Hub?
Yes, Hub.
H-U-B?
Right.
And that's the name of your company, and what's your address?
So there is no address because it is an
well,
app.
Well,
we've got to
be located someplace. You're out in outer space. You got to have a physical address to get a telephone.
Okay, so the most that I can give you is a customer support email, and you can contact them regarding their location. Because again, this is a third party call center. We assist with the calls for the company.
Okay, so you're just a sub for this Bike Hub. Is that correct?
Customer support.
You answer the phone for them? Yeah. Okay. And who pays you guys? What's the name of that company? What's the name of the company that you work for?
Well, due to security purposes, I wouldn't be able to give that out.
Security purposes. What security? The name of your company?
Well, the security is that this is not the company that has charged you. We assist with the calls for the company that has charged you. So it really isn't any need for me to give the company's name out just because we didn't charge you. This is customer support.
Okay, well, what's the name of the company support name?
It was
company.
Bites Hub. That's who.
Bites Hub, that
right.
you're saying charged us $59.
Exactly.
Okay, well, where's Bites Hub and what's the number for them?
Right, and so that's what I was explaining, that I do not have a number, but I can give you the customer support email.
Okay.
And
so you don't have a telephone number for BikeHub?
No.
Huh, interesting. Sounds more fraudulent every step I go. What's the email?
The email is CS, as in Sam, for customer support, at...
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
It is C as in Charlie, S as in Sam.
Yep.
At, the at symbol.
Yep.
G, R, A, B as in boy, BikeHub.com.
Okay, well, I got your number if I need any other questions. Thank you.